This is the spoiler-filled review of Thor Ragnarok, starring a bunch of folks you may know, first being Chris Hemsworth. Keep on messing up that beginning part, that's weird. Tom Hiddleston, Mark Ruffalo, Cate Blanchett, Anthony Hopkins, Benedict Cumberbatch, Idris Elba, Tessa Thompson, you've mentioned Carl Urban if you want to, and Jeff Goldblum. And that's all we'll mention for now. But yes, if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put a hold on listening to this actual review, because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. So the synopsis is as follows. In Marvel Studios' Thor Ragnarok, Thor is imprisoned on the other side of the universe without his mighty hammer, and finds himself in a race against time to get back to Asgard to stop Ragnarok, the destruction of his homeworld, and the end of Asgard civilization. Sorry about that. At the hands of an all-powerful new threat, the ruthless Hela. But the first, he must survive a deadly gladiatorial contest that pits him against his former ally and fellow Avenger, the Incredible Hulk. So yeah, that's basically what the movie is about for the most part. There's a lot of things that happen in this movie from start to finish. Things I liked about this movie, it being a lighter tone, it being probably the best Thor movie that came out so far. I didn't like Thor 1. I started to like Thor 2 just because it went more towards the Thor I love. This one was great. It still didn't have the key lines I want Thor to say. But for this Thor character that Chris Hemsworth brought to the Marvel Universe, it's a pretty good one. There's a lot of humor in it. You have scenes with Mark Ruffalo, which he is amazing. I felt like they didn't use Jeff Goldblum as much as they should have. But for the movie itself, it gone from Thor kicking butt to get his butt kicked a little bit, and then Hulk being in there, and to have Hulk speak so much, it made me think of Planet Hulk, even though they did a part of Planet Hulk, which is fine enough. They mentioned it wasn't going to do it, but then we saw the trailers, and it's like, oh, yeah, you did actually do it itself. So it's great to see they brought that comic book line, also with the God Killer line. I was trying to remember what line that was. But you see the God Killer line plus Planet Hulk merge together. And for your comic book fans, you're going to love this movie just because those two are melded so nicely together that you're okay with it for the most part. Thor loses his eye, so it goes down to that kind of route, which is kind of cool. And to see him with the eye patch is nice. It's weird just because that one scene, if you didn't pay attention to it, you wouldn't have noticed that he lost the eye, because it was very quick and fast scene. It was this him and Hela fighting. She kind of like held him up for a second and then swiped at his eye, and it's like, oh, okay, his eye is gone. And I like the fact that in the trailer itself, it showed him with two eyes, but that part there, he really lost his eye. So it was fun to actually see that itself. Quite a few of the parts in the trailer didn't happen in the movie, which I'm fine with, just because all in all, you had a lot of fun. You see Carl Urban Scourge, you see him tip the lines of good guy and bad guy, and to see that he actually went to good guy at the end was a good little mark for that. Hela was a pretty good villain. The one thing I can say about her character is they made her to be the sister of Thor, which is supposed to be, in the comic books, I'm used to Hela being the daughter of Loki, which I'm used to that. So when I heard the sister, I was like, okay. I guess that's fine. And the fact that she's a lot stronger than both of them combined, it was crazy. It's a cool concept, but at the same time, it was like, if she's been locked away and Thor's been on Asgard for such a long time, then why isn't he semi-stronger than her? At the end, he did eventually untap his powers, basically. That's basically what they said. So it's kind of cool to see that happen, but they made her too strong. It's just, knives came out of nowhere, swords came out of nowhere. It just felt like she was one of those characters in a video game where you really couldn't stop her without like a cheat code, and that was, you know, the Thor Odin force, quote unquote, kind of thing. So it's kind of cool to see that. But things that I didn't like about this movie were the fact that Hulk was there for a little bit. That kind of touched on what happened between the last time you saw Hulk and this time you saw Hulk, which it was okay. I kind of wish they had more Hulk scenes for the most part. And the fact that they made it where he doesn't know what happens when the Hulk takes control, which for me in the comic books and even in the anime series, he knew what happened. Just that, you know, he was like in the sunken place. Get out reference right there. But yes, he was in the sunken place and he still knew what happened. So that's one thing that kind of threw me off for a loop right there. And last but not least, Idris Elba got a little bit more to do in this whole movie. But when it came down to it, even his character was like, oh, you see into the future. You could somewhat have like a leg up on people, which it was weird. That whole line with him being Heimdall, I kind of wish he had better things to do besides being like, oh, I'll let you see this Thor and I'll be like your looking glass of sorts. It was weird to have him play that kind of role. And the fact that Anthony Hopkins' character of Odin, he just died. It's like, oh yeah, you didn't see him in the last movie. He's in this movie for like a few seconds. He seems crazy, and then he died. That's basically it. It was not a big fanfare of it. It's just, oh no, he's died. He's gone. And even that was like, oh, he did the, it reminded me of Kung Fu Panda when the turtle died. And I was like, oh, okay. Even the turtle had a bigger send-off because, you know, he talked about, oh, my time's up, da-da-da-da. You know, Odin mentioned a little bit, but barely anything at all. And last but not least, the fact that they added Benedict Cumberbatch, Doctor Strange, was cool, but I feel like they could have not used him. It was just one of those things where they just pieced him in there for a, like a MacGuffin kind of. It's like, oh, you need to find this character? I'll help you find him. Boom. And that's basically it. It felt weird. But all in all, you should get to watch this movie. It was a fun, action-filled, edge of seat kind of ride, because you're still wondering what's going to happen, what would they bring from the comic books to actual true movie itself. For folks saying that this was the best Marvel movie, nah, I probably wouldn't go that far, but it's definitely better than the previous two Thors. I could definitely say that. This one is probably the top five Marvel movies. I want to say top five, probably like fifth or fourth Marvel movie that came out that's probably the best. But all in all, this is a good movie. You should definitely go see it. So that's my review for this Thor Ragnarok. If you like what I said, let me know in the comments down below. If you don't like what I said, let me know either. You can follow me on social media at mostly Snapchat, Dwight Antc. That's DWIGHTANTC. Again, that's DWIGHTANTC. I'll catch you reviewers next time.